Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here with Ryan and Agent Daryl. We're at the GTA Comic-Con, the second one of all time. And we've run into an old friend of ours, Mr. Mike Ruth. How's it going, sir?
Doing very well. How you guys doing?
Not too bad. It's been a while since we talked to you. I think Fun Expo was the last time last year.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, that was a great little show, yeah.
Oh, how bad does it suck there isn't one this year?
I know. And I remember they were talking about that last year, and I think on the last day I bumped into Rob, the organizer, and he's like, you know, it was such a good show. I think I want to have another one. But I had high hopes, but maybe we'll see the return. I don't know. I had great fun. And the great thing about Welland is I grew up in St. Catharines, and most of my friends who grew up ended up moving to Welland and buying houses there. So I got to see old high school friends and school friends there. So it was great.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
Always a great little show. I guess he's got something big planned for 2016, which
cool.
is pretty cool.
Cool. I'm on board.
Nice. And like, we obviously became fans of yours a couple Fun Expos ago, and today here at GTA, you've actually got a really awesome sketchbook that you're promoting.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's the Widow's Wake sketchbook. Widow's Wake is the name of my Viking horror story that I'm doing with my wife, Erica. It's something we've had in the works for a long time, but we both have real jobs and full-time, you know, engagements outside of the comic book career thing, so you know, it's a work in progress, but I've never been a fast guy, and I've always felt like something worth doing is worth doing well, and something worth doing well is worth giving it the time it needs. So, but I've had such tremendous support from my fans, and you know, I've got a great little bit of an online following with this book. Every Wednesday I have hashtag Widow's Wake Wednesday, which is my little chance to give a glimpse into what I'm working on, and it's been awesome. The support online has been crazy, and I wanted to give something to these guys who've been encouraging me and pushing me and you know, just who are generally excited about the project. But we had a tough winter, and my other job ended up keeping me out of the studio for a big, long time this winter due to a big, bad, horrible plumbing emergency, which I won't spoil the breakfast of your viewers with. But let's just say I lost about 6 weeks in the studio, and 6 weeks on a comic book deadline, even though it was a deadline we set ourselves, it's a pretty brutal setback. So I wanted to have something, and you know, I draw all the time on this project, so we put together this little sketchbook, and it was just a chance to give something back to the readers who've been waiting for this book that doesn't exist yet, that has all this kinds of great fan support already. So I'm very humbled by it all, and I wanted to make sure someone had had something physical in their hands while they wait for the actual first issue to come.
Oh, that's awesome, and we're big followers of you on Facebook, and your art's always awesome.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, it's, you know, I can't drive a car or operate a power drill, but I try to do something. You know, I've always kind of gravitated towards art since I was a little kid, so it's I don't feel normal unless I'm drawing. Like, you know, even when I'm visiting family that I haven't seen in a long time, I pull out my sketchbook, and I often wonder if they think I'm being rude, but it's really just the way that I process information. I'm drawing right now while I'm talking to you.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just the way it goes. So.
That's cool. I don't think we've ever asked you, who were some of your influences?
When I was a kid, my favorite comics were Marvel 2-in-1, which was The Thing teaming up with other superheroes.
Oh, yeah.
The Thing is my spirit animal. Ben Grimm is like my... It sounds cheesy and weird, but when I was a kid, I felt like The Thing was really like a good guiding force. He was a guy that always had his butt kicked, but he had the biggest heart of anyone in Marvel. If Marvel wanted to give somebody a bad day, they either chose Ben Grimm or Peter Parker, and Ben Grimm was my guy. And so the guys that drew Ben Grimm, like Ron Wilson in particular, was fantastic, and he used to ink John Byrne stuff, I think, and then him and John Byrne used to team up and do those books, and I mean, John Byrne is probably up there with my top favorites. I mean, it's hard to pick. I mean, I could list 10 guys that are huge, but for me, when I was a kid especially, John Buscema, absolutely my all-time favorite. I mean, no one can touch his Conan. And I liked his Thor, and his Silver Surfer stuff was unbelievable. And then John Byrne, I loved his Fantastic Four run. I loved his Hulk run in the late 80s. It was fantastic. So those guys were huge. Mike Grell, I was a huge fan of Green Arrow and Warlord. And Mike Grell, he's the first kind of real comic book guy guy that I ever met, and he was awesome. And yeah, I mean, it's the guys who really draw well. They really have focused with a more kind of realistic style. I mean, you take a guy like Buscema who can just draw a figure in any kind of three-dimensional space and make it believable, and his anatomy was always bang on. And I mean, I just loved looking. I can just pore over his pages. I've read his comics, the same comics, dozens and dozens of times, because I just trying to absorb something off those pages, you know. So those guys were huge. But then as I got older, I got an appreciation for I skipped most of the 90s, actually.
when
McFarlane was doing that awesome stuff with Spider-Man and the Hulk, and Rob Liefeld came in, and Jim Lee, and all these guys were rising up. It just felt so different to me than like the classic guys that I loved. I mean, obviously, you know, Jack Kirby goes without saying, you know, and the guys from his era. But yeah, so I mean, they were a huge influence on me for sure. But like guys like Mike Mignola, the way he can tell a story. Yeah, there's just so many great artists out there, man. Ben Templesmith is a good friend of mine, and his work was very, very inspiring because it was so different from everything else that was being served up by the comic book people. So, you know, by the different companies. And so Ben's been a great influence on me in business and in life. But you know, his drawings are fantastic, and I, you know, we have a great time. So yeah, I don't know. There's lots of guys out there, but those are some of the core guys for sure.
That's cool. And I noticed you're doing a lot of cons now. Where are you going to be next, actually?
Next week I'll be in Calgary for the Calgary Expo. I've never been. I'm super excited. I've waited years to go to this show, and I always kept on missing the deadline for application for some reason, and I was lucky to be invited as a guest this year. So I'm, you know, you wait and you wait and you wait, and all of a sudden something awesome happens. So there's truth to that old saying, but I'm really excited about Calgary, and then the week after that I have C2E2 in Chicago, which is kind of a big deal. I love Chicago. I haven't been to C2E2 since 2012, and that was an awesome show. It was my first American show, so it kind of, compared to the smaller Canadian shows, going to a show like C2E2, where you can literally drive your van up to your artist alley table to unload your stuff. I mean, the place is just immense, and so that was kind of eye-opening. And then, yeah, I've got kind of a busy schedule. I tried to tone it down from last year, but I have Ottawa in May, and then I have Niagara Falls Comic Con, which is a great show. I see all my old friends from St. Catharines and Niagara Falls when I go there. And then I have Heroes in Charlotte. And then my birthday weekend, I turn 40 in July, and it's Montreal. They've moved their show to July, and I'm super stoked about that because I love those people. It's my favorite show. It was my first show ever, and I just love those guys. So I'm really excited about that. My wife loves Montreal as well. We're just going to have a great weekend, and I'm going to turn 40 and eat poutine and drink too much, and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, that's the dream, sir. That's the dream. I was also going to mention, it was really cool seeing your work in the Captain Canuck summer special that came out last year.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was fun. That was, I do the variant cover, the A variant cover for Gotham Central, which is a great little shop in Mississauga. And they're awesome guys there. And yeah, I've been lucky enough to do a few legit covers for them. I did one for Wicked and Divine by Image. Also, Intersect, which is Ray Fox, a great Canadian creator. That's his new book. And I was lucky enough to get a variant cover for that as well. But I've got some more Captain Canuck stuff actually coming out next month. Free Comic Book Day. If you go to Gotham Central, there'll be something special there that's an A variant that I've done. So I'm really excited about that too. Yeah, they're awesome. I love doing the covers. I mean, ultimately, that's kind of what I've always wanted to do. I've done lots of comics. I mean, I did over 50 graphic novels for Scholastic Books. But really, if you had to ask me what I love about comics, it's telling a story with one image. It's making that cover that's impactful, that someone wants to pick it up off the shelf and go home with it. And that's kind of where I'm going for now. I'm really aiming towards getting more cover work and just exploring how far I can go with that.
Oh, very cool. Well, as always, man, I want to say thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Love your work.
Oh,
and,
thanks, guys. So always great to run into you guys at these things. So
we appreciate it. And continued success, and hopefully we'll talk to you again someday.
Yeah, man, Widow's Wake will be coming soon, and hopefully you guys will be there to, you know, share the glory of that.
We'll definitely get the word out.
All right, man.
Thanks,
cheers,
man.
Buddy.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.